I ask you a question to think outside of the box of where we just where we are, but look around you at all the blessings we have in this great country that we live. What do you see? You see abundance for the most part, not appreciated by those who are receiving it, because they don't understand from where it comes from. A land of milk and honey, resources beyond measure. A military might matched by no other country in the world, at least until now, since God has blessed us as a nation. Currently, we are the greatest nation on the planet Earth, but for how much longer? How did it start? Did we do it on our own? Are we really all that special of people? In a few minutes I have here today, I'll attempt to put our great nation and power into perspective. It all began with the promises to Abraham back in the book of Genesis. With the promises to Abraham before even his children were born. God, remember, when God makes a promise, he keeps it. Not only does he keep it, he makes it happen. He knows the end from the beginning. He is all in all, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He will perform what he has started, with or without us. Last Sabbath, Mr. Sani gave a sermonette entitled Embracing the Promises of God. If you would like to go back through your notes or listen to last week's sermonette, you can review some of the promises. How to have faith through the promises God has made or established through his word. His word is perfect. This is paraphrased from Psalms 18:30. His word is perfect and true. It is proven, again, Psalms 18:30, which began from the foundation of the earth. Then in Hebrews 11, we find a list of those who died without receiving the promises, yet faithfully waiting for those promises to be fulfilled at the return of Jesus Christ. Then Mr. Martins gave a sermon comparing our journey to a worldly destination to our journey to the kingdom of God. We should plan ahead. We should take with us just what we absolutely need and get rid of any excess baggage. And if you don't remember to take some things with you, don't worry about it. God will provide our needs. You can find that in Matthew 6. Most likely, if we don't take something with us, we really didn't need it to begin with. You may be asking yourself, what is my point in this message? It is this: God has given us his kingdom as our destination, and the vehicle by which to travel there, his word and truth, his Holy Spirit, by which we can attain access to the kingdom, that pearl of great price, Matthew 13:44-49. Beginning in 44, if you want to go there, to Matthew 13, beginning verse 44, again the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found, and he, for the joy of it, goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Think of our baptism. We give everything. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant seeking beautiful pearls but when he has found that one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, verse 47, the kingdom of heaven is like a dragnet that was cast into the sea and gathered some of every kind, which when it was full, they drew it to shore. They sat down, and they gathered the good into their vessels, but they threw the bad away. So it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from among the just, and cast them, the wicked, into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Brethren, how are we using the tools we have been given? Have we been given by our great God? Are we treating what He has given us as pearls of great price, or are we merely as costume jewelry with little or no value at all? It's completely up to each one of us to make that determination. Luke 12, verse 34 tells us, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." So if you come with me, please, to Matthew 25, here we will see how these differences of attitudes and abilities play out. Some to their ability and desire, and to the total disregard for the great gift that they've been offered. We begin in verse 13, Matthew 25. "Watch, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." We don't know when our time is up. We have no idea. Are we going to make it through the day or the night? We don't know. "For the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is like a man traveling to a far country, who shall call his own servants and deliver his goods to them. To one he gave five talents." And let's refer to these talents as gifts or skills. "To another he gave two, and to another one, to each according to his ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the five talents went and traded with them and made five more talents." Just think about in your own work or your career, you're given talents and gifts. "So he who had received five talents went and traded with them and made another five talents. And likewise, he who had received two gained two. Two more also. But he who had received one went and dug in the ground and hid the many." How long have we been using what God has given us? Some of us have been in church a short time, but we still grow. Some have been in it for a long time, and they don't grow very much. So how long have we been using what God has given us? "After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five more talents, saying, 'God, Lord, you have delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them.' And his Lord looks at him and says, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord.'" Some places refer to these as cities. Verse 22, "He also who had received two talents came and said, 'Lord, you have delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents beside them.' His Lord said, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received one talent came and said, Lord, I know you to be a hard man, reaping where you had not sown, and gathering where you have not sown, or gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid. I went and hid your talents in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord looked and answered and said to him, you are a wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I would reap where I had not sown, and gather where I had not scattered seeds. So you ought to have deposited the money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him. Just take it away from him. And give it to him who has 10 talents. See, he knows that he that has 10 talents is going to use that talent. But for everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's refer back here to Matthew 13. I know it's in here, it was earlier. Matthew 13, 49 to 50. So we'll be at the end of the age. The angels will come forth, separate the wicked from the just, and cast them into the furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. So as we continue our journey to the kingdom of God, let us consider how we're using the talents and gifts that God has given us. Between now and the Passover, which some have called the dark days between the Feast of Tabernacles and the Spring Holy Days, let us examine ourselves. Are we treating what God has given us as that great pearl of price, or commonly as a piece of costume jewelry? Our nation has forgotten, for the most part, those things, blessings that God has given, and where they came from, and been distracted by the influence of our greatest enemy, Satan, who deceived and deceives the whole world. Revelation 12:9. So stay focused and seek to hear these words from our great God. Now, Matthew 25:23. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many. Enter into the joy of your Lord. So let's pray. Your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven, and enjoy the journey.